What's up, nigga?
We don't reach Sean Sean.
All right, good morning. Welcome. What is Sean Sean?
Sean Sean, it's me and Sean Sean.
All right, it's 11 minutes past 10. Good morning to you. It is What's Up Lagos Friday edition.
Yes, for those of you who are too posh to understand what we're doing, we're saying hop on to the bus, man. It's 10 o'clock. So, let's go.
Do you know some people have not boarded a public transport before in their lives? Like buses? Yeah. Some people have not.
Well, they're Jabotas, you know, they were born with a silver spoon, you know.
Yeah.
You get to eat.
They've not suffered before.
I'm surprised you have, Maria, and I thought.
What does that even mean?
I thought you were too.
Be thinking. The ability to turn up and turn down is like.
Turn down for what? What? Sorry.
It's Friday.
Don't do anything. Turn down for what? My name is Stretch.
One side of my eye is paining me. Stretch just punched me.
Loud you come.
Hello.
My name is Marianne Dukokon, just so you know. And Fancy Nancy thinks that I'm posh.
What's up, Lagos?
She's sounding like an artist.
No, like someone that wants to give testimony. Did she say praise the Lord, Lagos?
All right. This is how we normally will start.
See, I've never really thought of a time that we started the show like very same people and say, good morning, Lagos. Welcome to the show.
I think we'll do that on Monday.
Are you saying we're insane? Stretch just called us insane people.
Why is she claiming insanity?
Yeah, that's right.
Stretch, I was doing this for us.
Yeah, what is
for that? For us.
There's
us?
You and there's me. There's no us.
If I was you, I will not go home. I will not eat. I will not be able to sleep because that's a lie.
Hey, God.
Hey, so it's another man.
Yes.
Hey.
Stretch, you'll be all right.
Cheating is not allowed.
Yes. Fine.
On WhatsApp, Lagos.
And ladies and gentlemen, Nigeria was thrashed 4-0 yesterday by Portugal.
Stop it.
Okay, sorry. I thought we could just say, yay.
Mm-mm.
We put Parcero. Parcero, your coach is Parcero. You got a coach. His name is Parcero. We couldn't even score penalty. Hey, Nigeria. God we're not going
I
for any World
I think we needed
Cup.
Okay, thank God. To come and score the goal. Yes. Because look at these
we
guys.
We couldn't even. And you choose the name of coach, Parcero. The name of your coach is Parcero.
I was so distraught.
Jesus.
When I saw the team, we don't have a national team.
No,
unfortunately,
Chukwueze. People were there.
No. So Stretch. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. This is not sports gang, but you know, hey. World Cup is coming up. The fact that we have these guys do well in their teams, most of them, not all of them, and then when they come to the national team,
it's Parcero.
They just play it away.
You bring a coach.
Maybe what the problem?
Parcero, what have you won before?
Leave Parcero.
Parcero.
What's the problem?
No, you don't. And look, that man that we lost. That man that we lost also. We spent money. They bought ticket for these boys, and Atia doesn't have a name on. Parcero, go away. Nigeria, let us just come.
Why do we always put the blame on coaches?
My dear, if you have your
if
head
the players
of,
are not playing well, is it the coaches' fault?
Now then why do you blame the president of the Federal Republic
if the
for things
not
that
doing
ministers
well.
Do?
Because he's not doing his job.
How do you know that?
I know this.
He's the coach in this case.
No, he's not the coach.
He's the coach.
No, he's the player in this
game. No, he doesn't play. He's the coach.
He's not the coach.
No. He's the coach. He's not in the police. He's not in the judiciary. He's not in health. He appointed these people. He's the coach.
Player.
No, he's the coach.
So don't
turn it around. Parcero. Okay. We start the show with a
thank God Nigeria didn't go to the World Cup because it's the first day that they will send us home.
It's at the
team.
Airport we would have lost.
With this team.
Abba, where is your spirit of patriotism?
What spirit?
No, there's nothing patriotic about this. It's a messy national team.
We should start building
our girls. You see how as bad as
those
girls they play better than
those
the national the
so
Super
good.
Eagles.
We should have taken the Falcons
the
to
Super
go there now.
In the Super Eagles.
Are we the ladies?
The Super has left them and gone to the girls.
The ladies have to say.
They are just eagles.
Mayor, please, let's sound off. Let's not
eagles.
Use this one. Let's sound off. We're coming. I'm angry.
Yes.
Parcero!
We'll be back.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous. A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. According to the Inspector General of Police, Usman Al-Khalibaba, he has said that governors are influencing political violence ahead of the 2023 elections. He made this assertion while speaking at a meeting with political parties and other stakeholders at a force headquarters in Abuja. Now, according to the IGP, the police have been receiving reports that some state governors who encourage political thugs and subnational security outfits under their control to disrupt seamless and statutorily guaranteed campaign activities of political parties or candidates in the opposition. He said, and I quote, "In so doing, they deploy powers and influences to either prevent the mounting of campaign billboards or pull them down, while they also deny political opponents of spaces to undertake their campaigns or peaceful political congregations in contravention of the provisions of the Electoral Act of 2022. I rest my case there.
Yes.
My first question to the IG of Police is, the governors have orderlies, right?
Yes.
They have mobile police officers, right?
Yes.
They have DSS,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
They have security agents attached to them.
Yes.
And these governors have names.
Yes.
What's the police doing about it? Because I'm trying to understand why you're reporting to me.
Why are you
you're reporting to
us?
Me to do what now?
What should
now?
I do now?
Yes.
We should get to
because
together.
You see, when we said that somebody was attacked in the north.
I love it when she's
when
like,
we said somebody was attacked in the north, you said there's no such thing.
No, it didn't happen.
Now you're coming back to tell me, so I should do what now,
yes.
Please, Mr. IGP Al-Khalibaba.
Yes. Sir, sir, what should we do about this now?
Do you want us to get on top of the matter?
Yes, I have a gatesman. I implore you. You say, I need a Dane gun, I need this, I need that. I give it to you. I give you gatesman quarters. I give you your salary. I pay you well. Then you come and tell me that, sir, it seems as if the neighbors are the ones that are going to be stealing from us. What am I supposed to do? What are we supposed to do as a people? Why are you telling me about this? We've seen in Lagos, there was this voice note trending where someone wanted to get a billboard for a certain political party. But that body said the state will frown at you mounting a billboard from another party. And nothing happened. We heard the deputy governor of a certain state, maybe Lagos, saying that they should go to their own side of the country. They should go
and
back
campaign.
To their side and campaign. And nothing was said.
Politics of division, divisiveness.
Yes.
For a country that we're trying to unify, a sitting deputy governor will say that.
And nothing happened.
Nothing. Nobody questioned nothing. It has gone with the wind. And you, sir, you are coming to tell us, Nigerians.
Don't worry, we will take
that
care
that you
of
have received report. What are you doing with the report?
No, we will wear uniform and take care of it. We will handle it for
do
you.
Do you need us to do the job for you?
Just give us the remove the uniform you are wearing. Let us be.
Because if people are taking down billboards, people are because you've said in your report, sir, that they're even using uniformed agencies, meaning that including
your
own people.
Your boys.
What are you doing to discipline those people? Because charity begins at home. We don't want to hear it. Do your job.
Don't,
that's me. I'm not interested.
Don't. We have
because we're trying to put an end to political violence.
Oh.
We're talking. We, the media, we're trying to bring these things to the fore. But what are you doing? Because if we're just talking and the enforcement agencies are not doing anything, then it's an exercise in futility. So please do your job.
This show we are doing, we had to do research. We had to go and read books. If we come here in the morning and say, sorry, our show this morning, we couldn't research yesterday. What was your business?
Hold
your
on.
Business?
Let's check Google.
Let's check Google.
What does Google how
do
say?
So do your job and let us do ours. Please,
bam.
Secure Nigeria.
Bam.
Thank you.
Bam. That sound off.
I'll take you to Lagos.
Yes, I feel good.
Yes, you look good. All right, it's What's Up Lagos, this beautiful morning, and the music is this. Relax, listen to it. You and your significant other, it could be girlfriend, it could be wife, it could be husband, it could be boyfriend. And you guys got in a situation where some people just held you guys up and said, okay, take a gun, fire this person. And you said, me, I can't shoot my other. No, I can't. He said, we'll kill you. No, you said, I'm not going to, then kill me. Then they took the same gun and gave your significant other. And he or she said, I'm sorry. And they tried to shoot. The bullet didn't come out. And the people just left two of you. What will happen to your relationship?
It's over, Nee.
How?
Relationship are faint.
How?
You were going to kill me.
Yes, they were going to kill her or him.
But you could have, like...
So think about it. Hey. We're asking you to muse on this. If that situation happened, this person shot... But just that there was no bullet, but the person was crying. Eh? So as you're thinking about it, we will be back.
All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info, 10:46. It's your What's Up Lagos?
Yes, yes, yes.
Style. So let's get straight to it. If you want to get on the phone, do that. If you want to send a message on WhatsApp, do that. All right? We asked you this. You and your significant other, that one you love so much, male or female, got into a situation and those bad people brought a gun and gave to you and said, shoot that your significant other. And you went, I can't do that. I love him. I love her. And they took the same gun from you, pum, and gave to that significant other and said, shoot this person. And the person said, I'm sorry, my love. And shot. And click. There was just no bullet in it. Otherwise, it would have been another story. And they just left you guys and went away. What would that relationship be? What will happen after over. That time? What will you say? Fancy Nancy is angry.
Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You can also be part of the conversation if you're a woman. Woo-man. 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. We want to hear from you. Fancy Nancy has already taken a position.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's the lady that pulled, like, she, the lady
I didn't
paused.
Say lady. Okay, it depends.
Okay, so, okay.
In your
it
case,
can be
like,
anyone. It could have been the you partner, who pulled the trigger on the man.
The partner that paused and said, I can't take the life of my loved one.
Now, but that partner, they will shoot you.
That partner has love in the heart.
Okay, the other one was crying. Your partner, the guy was in tears. He was...
But still pointed the gun to
Nancy,
his partner.
Yes. Nancy, have you ever in your life had a gun pulled on you?
Never.
Okay, so don't judge.
I'm not judging, though. I'm just saying the person that said, I can't take the life of my loved one.
Have you had a gun pulled on you?
Has love.
When you see a gun pulled on you, I'm telling you, there's no. I don't know if there's going to be love. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
And partners in the building.
Good morning.
My name is Black Diamond. I'm calling from Ijora.
Okay, Black Diamond.
Black
what
Diamond.
Would you do?
Yes, your village people are listening to you now.
I didn't hear that. See, wait. You know, say if I didn't hear issues like this, I'd like to put myself like into that shoe. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, I might just imagine.
Okay.
I come up with my girlfriend.
Yes.
That we're heading to somewhere.
Yes.
So, unfortunately,
something happened
bad guys
like that. Yes.
Hair running towards.
Mm.
So, they gave me gun. They threatened me that I should kill my girlfriend.
Yes.
But I said, no, that I can't kill my girlfriend. I love her so much.
Yes.
So, they can't carry gun, give my girlfriend. Because they can't tell my girlfriend to shoot me.
Yes.
My girlfriend can't collect the gun.
Yes.
Because they can't say, baby, I love you. So, she pulled the trigger and
yes.
automatically,
no bullet.
No gun,
no bullet there.
So, those people come free us and you still expect me to be with that kind of person, I go leave her now.
Where will you leave her? She was under pressure.
Marianne, he has answered your question.
Nothing like pressure, because automatically, if something like that should repeat itself next time,
she'll kill him.
She will kill you.
Exactly.
What makes you think so?
Black people after you that will be coming to put a gun on you, and you're pointing the gun at the person you love. She gave you a gun.
And you were also at gunpoint. Yes. How about that?
But she's he said he wasn't going to take your life.
Okay, she's sorry.
That's his choice.
She's sorry.
And that's a brave choice.
Have you ever been in a situation where things happen to you and you are under pressure, you are shaking, you might not be able to take, you know, the kind of decisions that you want to take.
Hello, Miriam and Stretch. What's up, Lagos? Sing with me. In Akeli's voice, love is over. Love is over now.
It's finished.
I can't see no lover.
The ship is sinking now.
Bao from Ikorodu. Is this song to tell us that you will leave the girl?
Exactly, as he should.
She's sorry. She's sorry.
She's not.
But she was crying. She was. She's some a people winch. Don't know how to handle pressure.
Yes. She's a winch. She has been taking life since. She has been sucking blood.
Okay, be calming down, please. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, Jessie Live.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, a gun was given to me and I didn't pull the trigger, and then the same gun was given to him and he pulled the trigger. Man, I'm done.
What if he's sorry? What if he was under pressure?
I'm very happy to meet all of you this morning.
I was under same pressure, but I didn't pull the trigger.
Uh-huh.
Maybe your own threshold to handle pressure is different.
You're stronger than him.
There's nothing like different. Pressure is pressure.
Thank you, my sister.
The gun is involved. I'm done.
So you will leave him alone.
But wait, a gun is involved. He probably hasn't seen a gun before.
I might even die before he pulled the trigger, without death, that will kill her faster.
Thank you. Yeah, a good somebody.
Okay, so Bow, Korea, love is over.
Love is over now.
I can see you, no lover.
Love is over now.
Bow, you're just wicked.
We're going to take another call because this matter, we have to settle it. Because you see, the truth is, I'm going to keep retracing it. We all handle pressure differently.
Yes.
But your threshold is to kill somebody.
There are some things you are going through, and some people will go through it and they will jump inside the lagoon.
There are things that I handle, and then when other people hear, they're like, hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, good morning.
Good morning, Mariana.
Everything has scattered.
This is now.
Oh yeah.
Switch.
Sir?
I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
As in, our people they talk to say God don't give you revelation. What exactly are you looking for? So you're talking about pressure here.
Yes.
She was under pressure, right?
Yes.
So when they gave me the gun, me, I was under what?
You are a stronger person. She loves you. She was in tears.
But I used to think what a man can do, a woman can do better.
Sister, I'm not going to be your bunker before.
Exactly. Sister, I'm not going to come.
All right.
All right, quickly reading this one. We've got a few seconds. What's up, Lagos? Kudos, guys. Today's topic is very simple. For the fact that I refused to pull the trigger and she did it, it's all over. No more, no less.
It's not rocket
Rashid
science.
Naibi from Lagos.
Rashid, listen to it. It's not rocket science. Rashid, come on.
She's sorry.
She's not.
Rashid, she's a lady.
She's a wing.
She was shaking. She didn't know what to do.
She's Achilles.
We gotta go.
More talk, news, and sports after this.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Is Cheers to life.
His house church hates my language. And it's insulting my language.
I hate your language.
You're insulting my language.
Somebody spoke her language and her laptop fell. I mean, like, seriously. Okay, sorry. I didn't mean that. Wait.
All every right. Calabar food that you eat will not pass through your throat.
Amen. All right, so let's get some messages. What's up, Lagos? Hello, Stretch. I mean, the moment the trigger cracked, my love for her died, because that's what will happen if bullets were in a gun. Wahid from Yaba, you're making a point. If you had died, there'd be no love. What's up, Lagos? I'm Esther. For me, the relationship is over. Completely. As in over.
End.
When gun is involved, now the kind of pressure all of us they understand. When I know be superwoman, I know shoot you. When you can't shoot me, brother, the love go end there. You guys should look at it from this side. No, see, there's so many things you're going through now that some people, if they had half of your problem, they will run berserk. Yeah? But I mean, like, you're holding on. So you don't measure people's threshold. You don't measure.
But your threshold could take my own life.
My threshold could be lower than yours.
So your threshold is strong enough to take, is high enough to take
no,
your
life. No, he was confused.
And he decides to take her life.
He just decided to pull the trigger.
When she pulled it, what was he expecting, that when he pulls the trigger, she'll start smiling?
He probably had a premonition that there was no bullet in the gun.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's go to Twitter and see some of the interesting thoughts that are on Twitter. That way, we can also take their thoughts. Jubilee Amon says, it depends on the kind of partner. If I am with someone like Marianne, I don't go agree you. We go fight those guys. We go fight them with those guys.
I think this person knows you.
What do you mean by that? Don't
be. When did they kill you? I'm not there. Jones Prophet on Twitter says, my partner would never do that in the first place, so I'll pass. Jones, well done, sir.
At that point,
to shock you.
Well done, sir.
He's going to shock you.
Let him console. This one's from King David. King David says, the moment she pulls the trigger, she agreed we weren't meant for each other and we should go our separate ways.
He is so final.
Yeah.
Huh.
Demi Doan here on Twitter says, oh, ma, once we leave that spot, it's either we go our separate ways or one person must buy.
I like that.
And Rocky Baggio on Twitter says, relationship is over.
It has ended.
It's pressure.
But Stretch, come on now. Look at it. What if the partner dies?
What if not?
But we don't know that. So don't put yourself in that situation where you start asking yourself, maybe.
Okay, so do you regret not pulling the trigger yourself?
No, I don't. Because that's you love this person, right? You say partners means they are in love.
Okay, so you don't know how to identify. Do you know if this person loves you?
It doesn't matter what the person does. It matters what you do.
What I'm trying to say is that you know this person loves you.
Yes.
But at that point, the person cracks.
Church, you sound like somebody who's trying to market a candidate that's not marketable.
It's happening everywhere. Now, what's your problem? Am I the only one that's marketing a candidate that is not, he's not marketable? Please let me do my thing. So as I was saying.
Yes.
Why so angry?
No, you are referring me to marketing
love.
A candidate that is not marketable.
I have decided to give my love to you.
If I want to
Mommy
market this candidate.
Stop fighting.
Okay. Yeah, go on.
I have decided to love you and not take your life.
Yes.
Why would you want to take mine?
I broke.
That break will break you.
See, abuse. God. So you can. Let's go to the phone lines and hear. Let's go to the phone lines and hear. 0700-993-993-993. What do you think? Is there anybody on my side here?
No.
Let me hear what.
I'm on your side, baby. You know, I'll always play Team Stretch.
Yo, babe.
So you should be careful. Today, Miriam is on your side. You should be careful.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Good morning. Where are you calling from and what's your name?
Miriam is Caesar again, please. Oh,
Caesar was it?
Caesar,
you keep making a case for this, your girlfriend. Let me ask you.
Yes.
What if she was told to point the gun on her head? What do you think would have happened?
On her own head?
made her pull the trigger, right?
She will say I'm sorry and kill herself now because she loves me.
Stress now.
What?
Am
I the only one selling a thing that is not sellable in this country? Am I the only one?
Also, you know it's not sellable. It's okay. Thank you very much for calling. Anyway, the numbers are 0700-993-993-993. The scenario, in case you're not, you know, following and you're just tuning in, your house is... You know, where you live with your significant other, whether it's your boyfriend or your girlfriend, your husband or your wife, they come in, these guys, all armed, and they say, kneel down, both of you. Uh-huh. And then they say your last prayers, both of you. You say your last prayers. And they hand you a gun, hand her a gun. And then they tell you, shoot her. You say,
I can't shoot her. I love her.
Why would I kill her? She's the love of my life. My whole life revolves around her. Okay. They give
shoot
you
him.
They now tell her, shoot him! And she's shaking.
I'm sorry, darling.
I'm sorry, baby.
Chicken.
And then the bullet doesn't go off because, you know, it was a fake thing. And then leave you. They leave both of you and say, good night.
Oh, 12, you go. Bye-bye.
Good night. What will you do?
Will you divorce your wife or your husband because of that?
Straight up.
Will you keep quiet? I will divorce you.
You will divorce your...
End our relationship.
No, now.
Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
Yes, morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, you're speaking with Etido.
Etido. Oh, Ido for fun tutu.
Yeah, how about you?
Idioka.
Yes. Thank you. Sorry, yeah. If it happened for me to eat the trigger on the person, then definitely I must use or will go a different way.
No room for forgiveness.
Etido says, oh, yakpa, somebody have to die there. You understand me?
No room for forgiveness.
There's no time for forgiveness.
He says either that or they go their separate ways. You understand? I'm dead to you, you're dead to me. Better, full stop, comma, equals.
We're all dead.
This girl is... Ladies and gentlemen, this girl is local.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, life. My name is Shegs.
Shegs.
Shegs, right, Shegs, are you on my side?
Stress out for you. Okay, they give me gun. I know grip put trigger.
Yes.
They give my baby.
Yes. Your sweetheart.
My baby. I like you, you said yes. My baby.
They give my baby my better half.
Yes.
Presidents have to do all our offer.
Yes, now.
Because they even shed tears.
Yes, because she was hurt. Yes.
Well, not very soon. Now, that please, I'll be the last piece.
You are wicked.
Check,
you are wicked.
Whether not my girlfriend, whether not my wife. Now, that place, I'd be the last place where she could see me.
No, now, you can't do this now. It's for better, for worse.
But there's room for forgiveness. You was under pressure.
The worst has happened.
Checks. Tamper justice with mercy.
There's no mercy, this thing. She wanted to do mercy killing.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
She wanted to do mercy killing.
Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Checks alive.
This is
Isaac. I
greet
every industry.
Isaac, welcome.
Calling you from Stamford Bridge.
Isaac, say the truth. To
the bridge, owner.
Oga, they give me gun, and they don't put the trigger, and they give you gun, and you put the trigger, and you come out to tell me I'm sorry.
Yes.
After they have left both of us, you know what I would do?
You put the trigger.
No, a trigger. Okay, I will beat.
No, Valet, no.
You see
why
she should have shot you?
We don't condone things like that.
No, no.
Okay, see, now you have given her a reason to shoot you.
Maybe
you
have been busy
before. Because you are a Valet Sambaldi.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to allow that.
You know.
He has exposed himself.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning,
Special Marian.
Good morning.
How are you? Ikorodu lover.
Mercy.
My Ikorodu lover.
Mercy. If they want to shoot you, in fact,
hey,
they have pulled
no
trigger.
Mercy for this one.
Hey,
now, wow.
Mercy doesn't
no
have mercy.
Mercy for this one.
Mercy, so you will forgive me if it is me that made that mistake?
Yeah, I will not forgive you. They give us toy guns to pull trigger on each other to prove who love each other. Then, me, I did not pull trigger and you pull trigger.
Mm.
As long as it's a real gun. That is how my mama
go
just lose me like that.
He said, my mama
go
just lose me like
that. You don't think about anything, your mama.
Okay. So
my mama go take lose me like that as you on top of love.
Child.
You know, don't block. Oh. Everybody go that
way. You know, matter. Sorry. Mercy. Men are what?
Excuse me.
Men are what?
Excuse me. Oh yeah, go. Don't mind her. Don't
Why
let her teach
you
bad
things.
Why don't
you want her to say?
Man, you are leading her. You are leading her on.
Maria, I'm her leader.
Yes.
Man will stain your white.
Ah, my dear.
Your white will
They will bring out your
soiled.
Bad foot in
So
public.
This place, you people are just making it like it's man that will shoot.
We're just assuming.
Assume we wound somebody here.
We're speculating.
Okay. Assume key. Mm. Yes. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
This girl is local as well.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes,
life. Oh,
you don't sound like you're happy. Oh.
It's a chance to life. Let's move.
Because I'm not happy.
What happened? Now, what's the problem?
Everybody just saying, I'll do this, I'll leave the relationship. It's not necessary to leave the relationship.
Thank you, Jerry. It's on my side.
Uh-huh. I'm on your side.
Yes.
Uh-huh. If it's me now, what I'll do is just do this. I'll wait for season 2. I'll not leave. I'll wait for season 2. Next time you bring the gun, I'll first of all ask them to give me the gun, and I will shoot.
Even before they tell you,
do me, I do you. You just man, no go vex.
Excuse me. Are you using your gun?
If there is bullet, I will tell her. I don't know. I thought it was like before. Mm. You know.
That's after she has died. After she has died.
Oh God, you're not on my side.
You tell her go.
You are not on my side.
You're not a nice stumble.
Hey.
You're not nice.
I fear who
somebody
fear
on
you.
Twitter, let me look at his name. DeRay Richards on Twitter says, the relationship isn't over. I'll accept her apologies and proceed to loving her even more.
You see?
Then on our wedding day, I will be very absent. Rubbish!
This one is happiest. This one is.
He said, I cannot go on feeling so betrayed. What?
He's an evil somebody.
I cannot what?
Go home feeling so betrayed. Say, I will live to fight another day.
I will wait, yes.
You know what they say about revenge? That's best served cold.
Very cold.
With ice. Hey,
oh
God.
Oh, my God. Okay, we have messages. It says, I had this discussion with my babe, and we have agreed on that's what we're going to do. So I'm pretty sure she will know my mind at the moment because she's tough as well. So both of you will not shoot each other. That's what she agreed.
No, he has prepped her for
sweetheart. By the time they want to kill us, say, don't kill me. And she will say, okay,
to
darling.
Shock you.
Oh God.
He's gonna shock you.
Good morning, guys. I will so divorce her. Divorce her shadow. Divorce her everything about her and her family in my life. And if I happen to bump into her anymore, I will divorce her continuously. See, Ogugo even
is paying him.
So Ogugo even kill her. Joy.
That's a lot.
Let me say it well. That's bush animal like you.
That's a lot. Just for small gun. Just small gun matter.
What's up, Lagos? It better make she just go load the gun. Because even if now my housewife, oh God, it just dope me. That means that's the whole thing has ended at that point. At the end of the cinema. All right, another one here says, if Mercy said no, who am I to say yes?
That's a good one.
Right. What's up, Lagos? As for me, I won't just end the relationship then. My future generation and her own will forever be enemies. Michael from Alaba International. Michael, I didn't pull the trigger and you pulled the trigger. I will just stay dead to you. If you want us to go back to where we were before, you have to die too and join me in the underworld. Hey.
Oh, wow.
Now that's creepy.
Nah.
What's up, Lagos? For me, Stretch and Marianne and Fancy Nancy, both the shooter and the shootee, the relationship is over.
Hey.
Now, wow.
It must have been.
I'm sure the guys, the robbers.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be surprised. They'll be like, ha.
They came to destroy
family. That's why they left.
I think
you people have something to discuss.
Yes.
We go now.
Exactly.
They've done the worst. So you should also look at it that they are from the devil. You shouldn't let them get to your relationship.
What?
You should maintain. So love conquers all.
It's God that used them to open your eyes so you can see that you have a winch in the house.
All of a sudden now, Fancy Nancy is now going spiritual on this small matter.
Sister Nancy.
See, let me tell you something. If that happens, it could be an error. It could be something in error.
Mm.
So honestly,
I will early divorce you.
Good morning, all me. I shall know, say, most of us will shout, I won't forgive him or how. We will definitely pull the trigger. He would have pulled the trigger if it was him. So, but really speaking, this situation may never happen to anybody. But think about it. Some people panic when they are in situations like that. They don't think. Her love wasn't the issue. She was just scared. You know, some things happen. I was supposed to just, instead of running, they're just transfixed. They stand in that place. Leave that place. Fire is coming. They will stand. So it may be in her case, I was just...
But what happened to all those love stories where they say, I'll take a bullet for you.
I'll catch a grenade for you.
What happened to all of that?
Okay, thank you very much for that question. go ask Romeo.
No, look, I didn't even see that coming. Thank you very much. I'll tell you what, as an interviewer over the years, I've come to realize that once a person says, that's a very great question, he doesn't know what to ask.
Not yet. He's trying to think about it.
And these politicians, you guys are fond of this. Yes, all of you. We're not.
Yeah, Marianne, that's a very intelligent question.
Just answer the question. Have you had this episode? That's actually a very intelligent question. To be sincere, I mean, before God and man, to say the truth, to face facts, actually.
He never said anything.
We really need to take this thing directly. Answer this question directly so that we don't mince words.
Yes. I'm trying to, you know...
Be politically correct, yes, actually. To be quite candid.
Answer
this question. They start with it. That was a very good question. I asked the question.
I know it's good. That's why you're unable to answer it.
Answer the question.
All right. We'll take one last call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
To not be our last call in Jesus' name. Hi, Stretch and Marianne. This is...
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Chester
Live. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Nelson. I'm calling from First Park.
All right, Nelson, go ahead.
Guy, if not me, after she put the trigger, the bullet won't come out. I beg to cheat them. Three bullets.
You go beg them for three bullets.
Yeah, exactly. So he has to put it back in.
I will beg them to give me three bullets. I'll lose it.
No, you can't. No.
This is choice.
Someone cannot play with you. This is choice. That he used to do.
She made her choice. He has made his.
I will never be able to get over the fact that somebody did that as a song.
And it's
and
a hit.
The song is a hit.
It's a hit.
Handkerchief and all. A bleeding hit. And the video was wonderful. The cameraman didn't have to move.
5G.
Yeah. So don't joke with that. We are 200 million people who can make anything blow. There's this guy, name withheld, that performed, did a song, and Olamide did a verse on the song. And all of a sudden, the guy is a bit small. He is portable. You can carry him around. And he is a sensation. He's been used by some parties as their... he's gone around.
No, that was Nigerians can make you blow.
200 million people. Pure Water sold for 5 naira for years. So we're that big. So yeah. Nigeria, the government use that you what you have. They didn't want me.
Barry said.
He blew.
I'm the back of singer.
Say they want me.
For this studio today.
Barry said. Barry said. Say they want me. Barry said. Barry said.
If you've not heard that song, go check it out.
I'm sorry. So management will be saying, so this is what we pay these people to come and do.
Is that really what's the message, John? We have a few seconds to do this. Hi, Stretch America. This is a shooting case. And as for me, I will look for the nearest stone to first break her head. No forgiveness, I beg. Joseph, from God to Joseph.
Oh
God,
my Joseph, God. Why? Say not so violent.
Hello, Bowie again. Stretch, if not me, I will ask the gunmen to carry her because they now have a new recruit. Because I don't see difference between her and the gunmen.
Ah.
Yes. Yeah, so how will I take a bullet for you when I'm not bulletproof? Vest. If I tell you and you believe, you know well. All right. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? I'm enjoying the program. Both of us, we died together. Joy from Igondo. All right. Another message here says, what's up, Lagos? Good work from you guys. I am Simon, all the way from Venice, Italy. Simon, how you doing? Okay. Yeah. Okay. He's already commented on that. Simon, in your part of the world, would you? What's up, Lagos? My baby girl. Okay. All right, this is not
but about Stretch, I have a question, though.
Yes.
What if one of them had said, just kill us both. I can't kill him. Kill the both of us.
And the other one said, no, bring the gun on. I will kill her.
You still be a bad person for suggesting they should kill both of you.
No, kill both of us. We can't kill each other. That's love.
So even
to the end.
Suggesting that you should just continue begging and say, please, don't take our lives. We love each other. Please, leave us alone.
Love continues.
All the best.
That is not Romeo and Juliet's song.
Guys, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we're breaking tables today. Eh? Chey, they want me.
This is a remix.
Okay. If you're a driver, keke, eh? And you have your mother and your wife to carry. Who sits in front? We'll be right back. It's still 99.3 Nigeria Info, 41 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour, and we are on the home stretch of What's Up Lagos?
On the home, Miriam.
Home stretch.
Stretch to life.
It's not us that gave you that name, Stretch. Home
not
stretch.
That gave you Miriam
stretch to life.
Stretch. It's timely.
Whatever. Let's read. Yeah. Someone actually sent a very wonderful message earlier. We couldn't read that because we're running off. He says, what's up, Lagos? My baby girl, Chijoke, of 11 years, comically chipped in that she can be under a pressure pot for all she cares. She's just a better quarter, not better half. And not any better half. Then she started singing, do me, I do you, man, no go vex. This is from St. Michael in Solo. And he's saying, like, even the 11-year, his 11-year-old knows that pressure is no excuse for trying to shoot your partner.
Well, because we have just about 10 minutes on the clock, we want to get a few of your responses on that issue of you're a driver, you own a car, a keke, marwa, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You got your wife and your mother. Who sits in front? Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call. Where would you like to sit? If you're a mother or your wife?
Both of you sit behind. I'll drive you.
Is the front seat of KK more comfortable than the back?
I don't even understand. What are they looking for in front?
01465-7190. If you're a woman, where would you rather sit? Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Aloy. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Aloy, who will sit in front?
My wife.
Your wife is sitting in front.
Why?
You relegate your mother to the engine.
No.
Stretch.
Why?
Mom will sit in the back because she will feel more relaxed in the back. She's an old woman. Hmm. She will sit in the back, relax, sleep at the back. Why my wife will sit at the front?
What if it's a car?
If it is a car, yes, my mom will sit at the back. She will enjoy the back. Okay. While my wife sits at the front.
Okay, all right.
That's, okay, Aloy, yeah. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Basunu.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It is APY Philip from Aburu.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead. Who will sit in front and why?
Why? The two are very important.
Mm-hmm.
Are you understand? Are you with me?
Yes.
Well, due to snoring, my wife will gladly sit at the back. She will not allow you that.
Your wife will gladly sit at the back.
Said due to seniority. Seniority of what?
Of position.
She's also a mother to her now.
Okay. Mm. So yeah, you let her sit in front.
So where in the manual of the car says that seniors have to sit in front and the juniors behind?
That's his own.
No, that is how it is. They want to stay long in life. You must have to respect her.
Yes, he has spoken. This one doesn't have negotiation.
If you don't do that, then your life is going to cut short.
Nigerian man.
This small topic.
Nigerian man.
Don't go
there. You have now got to bring God inside this thing.
Don't go there. Don't say Nigerian man.
What's all this?
Don't do that.
I have an advice.
What?
For Nigerian men. If you are ever in this situation, keep a straight face. Don't join words with them. Just keep looking at one direction.
But why the issue, Seth, in the first place? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Patrick, I'm calling from Ikoyi.
Patrick, who is in front? Who is at the back?
Yes, my mother will sit at the back.
Okay.
Why?
It's not because I'm relegating her to the back.
Okay.
But it's because, in fact, you and your wife, when you are together, you both of you are supposed to be in front, while if any other person you are carrying should go to the back.
So she's any other person now?
Secondly, just like the previous caller said, that his wife, the mother is old and we feel more relaxed. But even when I'm carrying my mother, even in the absence of my wife, she will even want to be at the back.
Okay.
She will even want to be at the back, even when nobody is in front. So, but I think if I'm carrying my wife, she should be in front with me.
Okay.
But you know, some mothers won't take it. Like, it's my son's car. I need to sit next to my son.
I carried him for 9 months.
I'll tell her to go to the back.
And he's...
I said, Mommy, go to the back. Now. Sit at the back.
So you're being rude to me because of your wife?
Exactly.
No, not because of anyone.
Your wife. Exactly.
Mommy, sit at the back. When I was growing up, people would put me at the back. Did I complain?
So but mommy's not growing up now. Mommy's growing old.
So,
mommy, car seat.
Mommy, sit at the back. That's where you should. It's safer there. Oh, yeah, move. Mommy, I love you.
Hello, good morning. What up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Thank you very much. I'm passing Black Diamond.
Black Diamond.
See, this matter is very simple now. Even the Bible says a man go come up for a mama and a papa house.
Yes.
Go find a wife. She get me.
Yes, now.
So, I can't get motor. Now, me and my wife go there for front. My mama go there back now. Say they want me.
Your mom is so proud of you and she wants to sit next to you.
Mommy go there.
Mommy sit at the back.
If she wants to sit at the front, make go meet the husband.
Yes! Black Diamond, Black Diamond, you are the man. That's so.
Even my wife no go drag her with the husband. So, it's my own car and my wife.
Now, wow.
In the front.
Marie, Black Diamond, let me tell you this. She ain't even want me. You're correct.
So after all the mommy suffer, see him through school.
Fancy Nancy.
You can't simply carry me in the front. After
putting me in your womb, your reward is sitting in front of car.
Yes.
Hey.
So womb escape reward. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry, we lost that call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
All right. Nobody's home.
We got a message here. This one says, Stretch, this is pretty straightforward. Anyone wear no go sleep?
Hello.
Good morning. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Sorry, welcome. How did you enter this place?
Just like.
What's your name, sir?
All right, my name is Ode Michael Santos. I'm calling from Dolphin Estate in Ikoyi.
Okay, we'll ask you the house address later. Go ahead.
All right. Based on this discussion on ground, I see no reason why that's even a basis for contention. Right? Yeah. My own is who first reads? Like
this guy's a politician, oh. Hey! Jeez.
Like
if you see Momsi for front, if you see her at the back, anyhow, my guy, your head there.
He's a smart guy.
A sharp guy.
If you like, don't dress up early and come out. Whoever picks the front.
Oh, yeah, I'm going. Let's go.
We move.
Momsi sit at the back, okay.
But as a good daughter-in-law, though, wouldn't you ask your mom? Mama, where would you like to sit?
That's between
in
two of you.
In front or at the back? As a good daughter-in-law.
I sit in front, whether you're here or not. I sit in front.
Yes. Take it easy.
The front seat of the wife. Car is not up for debate.
That's the wife.
Neither is the heart of my husband up for debate.
Take your
or
reason.
My position in my husband's
take
life
your
is
reason.
Not up for debate.
Yes.
Damn girl.
When
damn
we
girl.
Start to talk about
damn
positions,
girl.
You go home to your husband.
Yes.
Go and talk about position with your husband.
Yes.
This is my
I agree with
husband.
Her for the first time in my life.
She schooled me. She just schooled
for
me.
For the first time in my life. This is pretty strange.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
I just want to throw more light on what that man said now. This is AP1 Philip from Aboru.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, when you and your wife are together, the right is she will sit with you. But when an elderly person, you must have to excuse. That's what the Bible says. The expert is giving.
Okay, Bible said that.
Bible said where? Quote the scripture. Which part?
When an elderly person is around you,
they sit in front.
Show the guy.
The person should sit in front of the car. Quote the side of the Bible.
Second Galatians 7:15.
Wait. Oga. Hold on.
Where did the Bible say
this? This is Nigeria's number one talk station. When you come on here and say things, we need to be factual. Can you quote the part of the Bible? I want to open my Bible. Is here. Let's go.
I'll call you back for that.
We are here.
Read that message.
Said,
we have to go. We are here. We are here. What?
He said she read the message. I won't read it again.
Read the message, baby.
Better, honey. Stretch, this is pretty straightforward. Anyone where go sleep, go day front. In fact, if you snooze
you
along
lose.
The road, I go park, send you go back. So the front is for those who will not sleep. It's not negotiable. My mother sits at the back. My wife is my wife's not dragging position with my mother. Nkem is your
Nkem,
name.
God will bless you.
Yes, now.
Give you thousand, hundred thousands of dollars.
Amen. After carrying him for 9 months.
Now you be the first.
You're the one is sitting in front
of the now you be the first. My wife said, don't carry Pikin for 9 months. Will you come and kill us?
Anyone?
What's all this?
After.
You rule your husband. Come
after,
and rule
after
my
after all
house.
I did for him.
Mama, go back to your husband. I love you. You
mama,
know this.
Mama, will drop you at the railway station now. Don't behave.
We gotta go, Lagos. Always a fun time having conversations on this show from 10 till 12 o'clock. My name is Mary Ann Okon. Don't forget to follow Nigeria Info on all its platforms. Yes, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Search for Nigeria Info 99.3 and make sure that you like, subscribe to all our, you know, YouTube pages, and make sure that you go on our website, download the Nigeria Info app, take us everywhere.
Do that,
you go.
To do you good.
Just every, you can't miss anything. Yes. All right. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and look for MIMIEYO. That's Mimi Ayo or Marianne Dikokon everywhere else.
All right. I'm Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter, and Fancy Nancy
everywhere you go.
And remember, Pacero is still our coach. Let's do something about that.
Pacero.
Spend the night at the Oriental.